Do we have Jack on the line? All right. Speaking of Scotiabank, we got the Raptors back in action tonight. It's been a long 9 days. I wonder if Jack's been in Buffalo. Was he down in New York?
I mean, he's in Cabo somewhere with Kawhi.
Maybe he was in Cabo with Kawhi Leonard wearing an Armstrong jersey.
Exactly.
Here's our Raptors analyst, Jack Armstrong. What have you been up to the past week, week and a half?
I got back last night. It was at my, I have a place in Delray Beach, Florida. So I was down there for a full week, and I got in last night and back to work here this evening. So
beautiful.
I had a nice relaxing break. It was fun.
I like it. And I don't think this break is going to affect the Raptors at all. I think it will affect Phoenix tonight. You know, you get a team that's young, that's not very good. They probably enjoyed having the time off. I could see them kind of being like, eh, do we really have to play the final 25 games? But Raptors are so professional. You know, yeah, they were 15-1 prior to the break, but I expect them to pick up where they left off. What do you expect out of them tonight?
I hope you're right. You know, it's funny. When I landed last night, I looked at the fact that the Miami Heat lost to Atlanta and Trae Young had 50 points. And immediately I thought of this game tonight, and I'm saying to myself, Devin Booker could easily drop 60 on you.
Right.
You know, he's that good. And you worry about, you know, these games right after the All-Star break are always really dicey for teams. And, you know, whose mind, and you guys all know this, whose mind is still on the beach and on the good times that you had. And, you know, a lot of times, particularly when you're a good team, everyone's patting you on the back and telling you how good you are. And, you know, a lot of times you need to be around your peers every day to keep you humble. Whereas when you're around people that don't really know, they start filling you with you-know-what. So to me, the first game back always scares the you-know-what out of me. And so tonight, in spite of the fact that Phoenix is a young team and kind of playing out the string a little bit, they're also super dangerous because they are playing out the string to a degree. Guys are playing for jobs and respect, and they're going to play loose and easy and shoot it up and not have any real concern about anything. So you got to be dialed in defensively and not try to just outscore people. You got to be really ready to play and be blue collar and get after it.
Jack, from a coaching perspective, how do you handle that? Do you just say, guys, let's be prepared and go out there and you guys can dictate how this is going to go? If you're going to sleepwalk through this, you're going to have an angry coach. And if you perform and you're intense, there's not going to be an issue. How do you make sure or get their attention that it's time to get back to work?
Well, I think the reality is younger guys and guys that don't play enough, it's opportunity for them. Like you look at tonight, as we know, Marcus Gasol, Norm Powell won't play. Patrick McCaw is not going to play tonight either. He's suffering the flu. So now you have three of your top eight guys in your rotation not playing. So, again, if you're Terrence Davis, if you're Matt Thomas, guys like that, you're like, hey, man, you know, I want time, I want touches, I want an opportunity. If you're Chris Boucher, you're saying, hey, the same thing. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. So to me, those are the guys that kind of drive the bus a little bit because they're saying, hey, man, here's another opportunity knocking on my door. And then you hope that, you know, your all-stars like Siakam and Lowry show the way and with their professionalism and a guy like Fred VanVleet and OG Anunoby. And again, you know, the Raptors are at their best when they're really guarding, getting out in transition, and playing off their defense. Well, guess what? They're playing a team that's similar to them tonight in Phoenix in terms of, if you look at these two teams in terms of turnover margin and how fast they try to play and how they try to score off their defense, they're almost mirror images of each other. So that part of the game is going to be big tonight. And the thing that feeds the offense is blue-collar defense. So, again, having that mentality and, you know, not going away from who you are and what you're all about.
With Jack Armstrong ahead of the game tonight, Raptors taking on the Suns. You can watch it on TSN. They're saying the right things about wanting to catch Milwaukee, but let's be honest, it's not going to happen. And it's not that the Raptors can't run off, you know, a 22-5 run, but that's not even going to cut it. Because chances are Milwaukee's going to do the same thing. Milwaukee's gone. But it's them in Boston, right? Like you mentioned, Miami lost last night. Miami is now five back of the Raptors. Raptors are a game and a half up on Boston. Boston has a game in hand. That's pretty much the whole stretch run for me. How do you see that playing out, Jack?
I guess, you know, the Raptors have three games against Milwaukee, two of them here at home. I mean, so that could swing things a little bit, you know, if they're able to obviously win those three. I mean, that changes everything. Then the dynamics of the remaining games for both teams. But with that being said, and I respect your thought, you know, you never want to concede. The reality is, with your mindset and looking at, you know, the 2-3 situation, I see where you're coming from, and I understand it, and there's no doubt in my mind that, you know, the Raptors have spoken a lot about, you know, getting healthy, maintaining health, being ready when things go for real after April 15th. The challenge is, you know, if you get the 2 seed and you look at where Brooklyn's at right now with Kyrie being out for the remainder of the season, you know, it's either going to be Brooklyn or Orlando in that 7 spot. And, you know, you talk about wear and tear and taxing in the first round. You'd rather that than have to deal with an Indiana or Philadelphia in the first round, because now you got to go through 3 killer series to get where you want to get to, and that's back to the finals. And if you remember a year ago, the Raptors at the 2 seed got to play Orlando in the first round and won in 5 games. That stuff helps. And if you're not at full strength, at least you can get through maybe a first round series without being 100% and hope to be raring to go in the second round. So it's a, you know, and then if you don't get it and you're the 3 seed, then you got to start off with a tough first round matchup. And if you do win it, now you're automatically playing a team as, you know, without home court. And, you know, we know that one game wrestles home court away pretty quick, but nonetheless, you're playing a team like the Celtics that, you know, has that cachet and all that, even though you're the defending champion. I'd rather be in the driver's seat, and I'd rather be the 2 seed and not have to deal with an incredibly crazy first-round opponent and not have to deal with giving up home court to a team like the Celtics, where, you know, you always worry about how the whistle goes and what agendas are in place. So to me, control your own destiny. The tough part is you have a tough schedule. Boston's got a tough schedule. You've got some guys that are still nursing injuries and issues, but somehow, some way, you got to get to the finish line and find a way, if you can, to get healthy, maintain health, and try to get that 2 seed. And who knows, maybe give Milwaukee a run for the money down the stretch.
Well, yeah, you sound like you kind of disagree with me, Jack. Like
I respect what you have to say, but again,
it's not that I don't think the Raptors have it in them to run off 22 wins and maybe 3 of them are against Milwaukee, but then I think Milwaukee wins 19 and it's still not enough. Like, there's 7. Milwaukee's on pace for 70 wins.
No. I respect what you're saying. My thing is,
this doesn't agree.
No. Things can change really quick. Let's say you do beat them 3 times head to head, and then, you know, you go on a 2-game winning streak, and they go lose 2 in a row, and suddenly, you know, you just in a span of 5-6 games. It can evaporate, and even though you might win a ton and all, I mean, I understand the mathematics of it, but sometimes when you just put a little pressure on a team, it changes how you play and it changes how they play. And again, the likelihood, I totally with you, the likelihood is that they're going to get the one. It's going to be hard for Toronto or Boston or anybody to catch them. I think the reality for Toronto more than anything else is trying to be that 2 seed if at all possible, because I think it's a much better path, particularly the type of team they are, to get back to the East Finals and have another rematch with a team like Milwaukee, or who knows, you know, maybe somebody in their bracket can beat them, which is all definitely possible, because those teams that theoretically today are in their bracket, Miami and Philadelphia, in my opinion, could beat them.
How much faith do you have in Marc Gasol at some point returning to 100%, but also looking fresh, you know, like he did once he got picked up, for the most part, last year at the trade deadline? He didn't look so fresh even when he was healthy earlier in the year. They're going to need him, but I know that's the hope. But what's your stance on that?
I tell you what, when he came back the first time from this hamstring issue, he wasn't good. He was very good to excellent almost every night. So to me, I think they want to make sure he gets back to being that very good to excellent player who's fresh as a daisy and playing at a high level and he's not worrying about anything, and he's just playing. So if that takes a few extra days or whatever the case may be, I have no idea what the timeline is. And as you know, in professional sports today, you don't believe a thing you hear anyway. You just if they're in uniform, great. If they're right. not, you have no control over it. I don't know nothing. I don't ask. If Phoenix has five and Toronto has five tonight, I can do my job. The other stuff, I can't worry about it because you have no control over it. But to me, I think they want to make sure when he comes back, he's bursting at the seams and playing at a high level. And again, I think if you can get him back to playing the way he was just a few weeks ago before he got hurt, I'll sign up for that right now.
Well, it starts tonight with Phoenix in town. We look forward to it. Enjoy it, Jack. Good to have you back on, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
Guys, my pleasure. Have a great weekend.
There he is, Jack Armstrong, a Raptors analyst.
Disagreed with you.
Yeah, he, even when I circled back, he's like, no, I respect your ridiculously awful take. But,
I don't think it's an awful take.
Well, I just think I'm being reasonable. Like, Milwaukee...
They won 15 games in a row, and they couldn't make up ground.
Yeah, Milwaukee's 7 games up on them, and...
That's crazy, though.
They're on pace for, like, again, 70 wins. Like, even if the... And listen, Jack mapped out a possibility. You beat them 3 times.
Right.
And then they lose a game or two, and then you get into the stretch run where it's like, all right, guys, like...
It's not happening.
But it's not, like, it's so impossible to believe that it could happen.
That's right.
Well, he just said it. They won 15 games in a row and didn't make up
any
ground. Didn't
make up any room on Milwaukee. So, focus on the 2 seed. You know, strive for the 1 seed, because that's going to keep you, rejuvenated, keep you energized. That's a goal. You know, no one has a goal of finishing second, but in this case, that's the best case scenario for
I respect your opinion.
Like, just... Thank you. Thank you.
He said it a couple times, like doubled down on it, too. Yep. I agree. We all love Jack. He's the best.
Doing his thing in Florida, man. He's back.
Man, can you imagine some of the stories that are coming out? Like, you get nine days?
They were gone for 9 days. But they've been practicing for a couple, so they basically had a full...
Five, six days.
Let's say 5 full days without travel or anything. You're just somewhere for 5 full days with $20 million cash in a bank.
Yeah, you can do some damage.
I would love to know some of the stories.
Yeah.
Because it's not enough time. You're not going to Europe or anything like that. So you're probably
you're
Florida,
warm.
Mexico, Vegas, maybe California.
I want to know who went to Vegas.
Me
Vegas,
too.
5 days is too long. If you're doing that, like,
oof.
3 is a stretch. 2 is probably perfect. But it's a 48-hour binge.
In and out on the front end. You can't do it on the back end.
No.
You do it, and then you basically just sweat everything out for 3 days and then show back up in town.